in the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Mabez at the top of the page. The Mishnah says, "V'termes trumosai v'masvisav l'datoi." So the madir can be terim for the mudir, take off his truma and his meiser for him, and he can do this l'dato. The more is going to have a shaila on the top of Lama Vava Beis. When he says the daitoi, does he need his das or not? The question over here is, what power does he have to take off truma of somebody else's truma? So he would need to be appointed. If he's appointed, he's doing shlichus. And the act of doing shlichus of somebody itself is the act of being mehanahim by doing the process of shlichus. Or do you say that there's some concept of him doing it zachon l'adam shlavafonav, to take off his truma and meiser, is a schus for the person that he's, it's not taking anything away from the person because he has to give truma and meiser anyway. And now he has the benefit that his process, his tree is taken care of. Or does it mean that he's taking from his own for the other person, which would be he's laying out the truma and meiser, which so the more it has to try to figure out what the case of the mission is. Umakir Balov Kine Zobin Kine Zobis Kine Yoldis Chatos Vashomis. So the Koyan, if the Madar is a Koyan, and so the Mudar cannot benefit from the Madar could still be Makriv these various Tribunis for the Mudar. Umalam de Medrash Halachas Vagodis Avalo Yilamdenu Mikra. The Madar can teach the Mudar Medrash, which is how you make the drushes out of the psukim into the Tarsha Baal Peh. Halachas de Shalacha Moshe Sinai and a goddess. So Medrash basically is Talmud in the sense of that it's everything which we learn out from the Tarsha Baal Peh, which is based in the psukim. Halachas are things which are not based in the psukim. It's just the Masara from Moshe and the goddess, but not Mikra. If you can teach the children of the mother Mikra, it's not called he's being Mahana the mother. Okay. Every step of this mission really needs a lot of explanation why these things mutter. That the more is going to try to figure it out.
And obviously the distinction.
What?
And obviously the distinction.
Right.
Good morning, Rabbi
John. It means on the matter can do it on his own das, based on his decision, which means the matter is doing it on his own. Or the daito means only with the agreement and the awareness of the mutter. So then it's some form of him making a mashliach.
Mutter making a matter.
Right. Makriv love e high madr kayan hu. If the madr is a kayan, the madr can be makriv for the mudr. Kinezobin, kineyoldis. Now, so Roger says, why they refer to as kinim? Fisher called Eidu, Mavigan, Mishte Turim, Krom Kain. So a kan can refer to the nest. A nest is a pair of birds. So these are referred to that because they're always a pair. The mitzvah is love the he's you're giving him the benefit of a mitzvah. Well, mitzvah is love the honest nitnu. Loyal not a mikra, but gemara mafarish time. On this Mishnah, the Ben of Rom, Minahor, the Sefer Ben of Rom, Minahor was Kisa Montpelier. So it was referred to as by the Rishonim as Minahara came from the mountain in France. The mountainous area was over. He was from the mountainous area in the south. Who says that? Normally you say mitzvah l'vahanus d'nu, but by Torah, learning Torah shel pes, he said learning Torah, part of the mitzvah is the hanah. So you're supposed to have hanah. She would say over this Ben Aruman of Horror all the time. And then he was always quoted with it, the Hakdama to the Iglei Tal. So the Iglei Tal wrote in the Hakdama that people say to me, I'm not learning Torah Lishma because I enjoy my learning. He said, Adarabba, that's part of the mitzvah, is the enjoyment of the learning. But I always connection it that, you know, learning Torah is an intellectual exercise. People enjoy math problems, people enjoy chess. So if the reason why you enjoy Torah is because you enjoy math problems and you enjoy chess, that's not called enjoying Torah. That's enjoying the intellectual pursuit. It happens to be you're studying Torah. It means that the enjoyment of Torah is a person can sit down and probe the mind of the creator of the world, what message he has for mankind. There's a beauty to that. I get the message. I get what he wants me to do. So the similar person is pursuit of a cure. Right? So he there's something of value that he's doing. It's not just chess. Well, there's no value to chess. You enjoy the intellectual game, but we hear the person understanding he's pursuing something of a tremendous value that he needs to know. And every moment that he's interfacing with it, he's interfacing with something which is of such beauty and such importance. So that's the hanoah. That's helps you absorb the Torah. But that's a different type of hanoah. The hanoah would be along the lines of a letter from a chassan to a kala, and the kala is reading the letter. She just has the pleasure of reading the letter of her chassan because it's from her chassan. Right? That's the pleasure they're referring to over here. It's the Rosh Hashanah's message to mankind. What could be more exciting and exhilarating and satisfying to know that, what that is. So then the question is, then mitzvah l'chol is not. So the way he learns the Mishnah, it's the opposite. Because since that's part of the mitzvah, remember we had this discussion before. If you have pleasure together with the mitzvah, the Rashba said that if you have the same pleasure in the same moment as the mitzvah, so he goes into the mikvah. We discussed before in the second paragraph. A person goes to the mikvah, he's mutter hanah from the mikvah, he goes into the mikvah in the summertime. So it said it's a problem because he's getting aside hanah other than the mitzvah. So Rashi says it's not a problem. The problem is he's going to tarry in the mikvah after he finished the mitzvah. But the Ran said even the hanah at the same time is a problem. So, according to the Rashba, the pleasure that you derive while you're with the mitzvah is not problematic. It's only something which is not with the mitzvah which is a problem. According to the Ran, even that pleasure is a problem. So that's where the Ran, he's got a problem over here. He's doing the mitzvah of learning. He's also enjoying. So he says, no, mitzvah of hanah. No, that's the halacha defines that type of pleasure insignificant. According to the Rashba, even the would-be pleasure, since it's always simultaneous with the mitzvah, it's going to be bottled to the mitzvah. Well, you'll let him make room, but tomorrow first time. Okay, so what's interesting about this Mishnah is the Mishnah goes to the second set of cases first. The Mishnah spends like a blot dealing with the second set of cases, which is the case of the Kohen being Makar Kabbanis for the kayan madr being matra kabonis for the mutter, and then it goes back to the truman meiser, and then it goes back to the case of mikra and medrash. I don't know why it does this, why it does it in this order. So hani kani shluchi didan havu ashichu d'shmaya. The kahanim were there performing their acts of service in the Beis Hamikdash. Are they acting as our representatives? So therefore, they are our shluchim, or they are acting as the representatives of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're doing the mitzvah. So this conversation, if you recall, we had a kedushin. The Mor had this question. The Mor says, "Lamai nafkamina, what difference would it make?" The Mor says, "Lamudar hanoa." It would be relevant in the case of a mudar hanoa. That's which why we're discussing it over here. If they are representing the Kol Yisrael, so somebody's mutar hanoa, he can't have the kohen represent him. If doing shlichus with somebody is a form of being mahaneh. But if he's not representing the person, so he has a mitzvah to do this process of bringing the korban, etc. Even though the person will have his korban brought and get meat to eat and all those things, but he's functioning like we had before by doing a Shabbos Aveda. He's not functioning. He's representing the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the sense that he's doing his mitzvah, and then there's a benefit which is accruing to the person on the side. That's not called direct benefit, and that's mutter. So that's the Morsha Lamai.
I mean, it's so different than like the buyer and seller. Are you getting this for the mutter is going to get these services anyway? It's not that he's getting some type of special treatment benefit.
Correct. But see, over there, the person is not representing. The person is doing his thing, and you're getting a benefit. And we're saying, well, we get the benefit anywhere else. You're not really being mahalim. Over here, when he comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he gives the korban, he's appointing us the kohen to be his shliach. You could get a different kohen to do that, but right now the kohen is acting as his shliach. So the fact that somebody's doing his shlichus is an act of being mahanehem.
I mean, I thought we had said earlier that hey, if you can get the stuff sort of comes is freely available, the extra benefits. Oh, we kick in an extra donut or something like that to all our customers. All the sellers do that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I understand the problem. I'm going to find the words how to say it. The problem over here is not the result. Over there, the hanoah is the result. So if the hanoah is the result, I guess the result somewhere else. I didn't really get anything. Right. So over there, he bought the item, so in the case of Zvina, or over here he got the vitor, he got this extra whatever it is, right? So there's a result, which is something I didn't really get it from you because I get it anywhere else. Over here, the problem is not the result; the problem is the action. The Maisa Hakrava is being done. He's now his shliach. So that means here it's the equivalent of the mutter going to the mutter and saying, "I'm now asking you to do this action for me." And when you're doing the action, it's I'm doing the action. So I gave you the action. Right? So as I'm doing it, I'm functioning as you. I can't function as you because I cannot directly give you a benefit.
Is that because before we were looking at we were framing as a nechassim, that was the lashon that was used as nechassim, and here it's not limited to nechasim. The problem can be more inclusive of services.
Right. Here the problem is the service. Over there, there's no service. The person's not acting. He's not servicing you. He's servicing himself. He's doing his business. You know, we refer to it as goods and services, right? But the plumber is not really working for you. At the end of the day, he's working for himself. Over here, the person is working for you. You've made him a shliach, so that's a whole new process which we haven't had before. Which is why when he's working for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that he's giving you benefit that you can eat, then you're right. Well, you get anybody can do it. You're not getting it from him per se. No. I mean, he's not bound to this person. He doesn't walk in and say, whoever shows up, you know, this guy, next guy, and says, you know, you're murdering me. Okay, so he's good, next. You know, he's not bound to that person. I don't mean he's bound to the person, but he doesn't walk in and say, you know, if he had a kind which he's friendly with, you know, they always meet up on Tuesdays when he brings his korban, they can do it too. You know, it's not us, sir.
So this person would not be honest.
No, if there's a problem, you get the next guy. You know. Yeah, I mean, we don't normally give people an option. You know, I don't like the other kind of looks. Excuse me, you know, but if there's a specific reason why he can't do it because he's mutter, he's not bound by it. Toshma. So the Gemara. Ditnan, our Mishnah, it says, "Umakir v'lov." The Kavod is not puts above there. Yeah, Kinesovit. He Amr Shulchan Didan. Kav Mahanile. So we see from the Mishnah that must be the Shulchan Dishmaya. The Demora v'latemeich. One second. I have a problem in the Mishnah. Listing Makir v'lov Kabonis. It makes over here a list of Zovin, Zovis, Yoldis, Sotos, Vashamas. He came back from Kabonis. Why are we getting so specific over here? Al Machusa Kapora Shiny. So the kinim of Zovin, Zovis, and Yoldis are part of the process of Machusa Kapora. They're part of the process of tahara that it's almost a lashon saginor. The kapara here is not referring to the kapara of atonement. It's referring to the kapara of cleansing. So the cleansing process, a person's a zov, so he. After he, the ziva stops, he goes. He counts 7 clean days. So even though he hasn't any ziva anymore, he's tomei full din the tumah of a zov. Then he's terrible. Zov actually is terrible in a mayan, not in a mikvah. So now he's a tful yom after the seven days. He's a tful yom. So his level of tumah goes down. The sun sets. He's not tful yom anymore. He's tor. But he regards to dinei mikdash, he's still tameh. There's a tumah there which remains after. So he needs tumah, and that night already, the end of the seventh day, he did his tefillah. He does a tefillah by yom. Once he's a tefillah yom, he's no longer osur meiser. Meiser sheni is osur to a person who's tameh. Once he's a tefillah yom, he's mutter meiser sheni. By the time he gets to the end of the day, he's no longer a tefillah yom. He's now even mutter in tshuma. But in regards to mikdash and kachim, he's tameh till the mark of the korban. So the korban removes the purpose of the korban is removing tumah. It's not a regular korban. That's called a mechusa kapora. So mechusa kapora is a different process. In what sense? The Rabbi Yochanan called shechem das chutz mi mechusa kapora. That all the kabbonis need that they're being brought the das of the one that's being brought for. except for mechusei kippur, they can be brought without the das of the person who needs the korban. Shrei adam may be korban al balbanosav ktanim. Shenemar zois teras hazov, which yudashin ben gadol ben katan. So even if somebody would have a dezivo as a katan, the whole process of the process of tahara can be completed for him, even though he has no power to point the shliach. That is, we don't need his das. So this is an act of, as long as the korban is brought for him, without even the person representing him, the tahara process is completed. It's not a regular process of kapara, which is done by the person bringing the korban, but rather it's this process of tahara, which does not need the person's das. So. So when the Mishnah says kinezovin and kineyoldis, so it's referring to that there's no element, there's no need for das, and that's why those cases are not a problem of shukhidida. Now we have to get back to explain the case of katas and osham, but the Mor is going to grapple with that. Morris is going to grapple with. Okay, Elimiato. So Morris wants to understand a miracle in his drasha. So you're saying when it says Zois Taras Hazov, the lashon of Zois Taras is an all-inclusive lashon. So it means Gadol or Katan. So according to that, Zois Taras Yoledis refers to whether it's Bein Katana or Bein Gadola. Ketana bas lady. So Zos Tarasa Yoled is not coming to include even a Ketana, because Ketana is not a bas lady. Or more reasons is the bit to be is a Ketana bas lady. Furthermore, Kasha can't be. So if she's not a bas lady, so Zos Tarasa Yoled is the lashon is not coming to the Amar even a Ketana. So why do you assume Zos Tarasa Zov is coming? Even a katan. How do I know the katana is not a bas leda? Well, Tanya Rabbi be kameid the Rav Nachman. Shalosh nashim misham shes b'moed. The three women which have to have either a heter or a responsibility to be mishamish b'moed. Having material which will absorb the zera of the man, she shouldn't come with muberis. Ketana muberis and manika. Ketana shemetis aber betomus. We're afraid that she might become muberis, but the body cannot handle it and she would die. And muberis, because she comes pregnant a second time, we shouldn't really have this and see us nowadays, but it would affect the first child. And manika, when she comes pregnant, she stops producing milk. And meanwhile, the child that she's manic doesn't have milk to live. It says that Shemti Sarah Batomus, the more in Yavamas discusses it, does that mean that she always will be? Is it Shemet? She might become Misaber and then she definitely will be Tomus? Or she might become Misaber and she might Tomus? The more over here is assuming that if she's Misaber, she's Tomus, so it's not Shayach. You bring a korban for her. So the Ron's going to say, if the Mora comes out in Yavamas, that the pshat is that she might die. It means it's possible you'd have a ketana who became a seberis and won't die. Right? So that's where then the pasuk marba, you could bring the birds for her. So the Ron says that what will happen, where the Ron answers the question, is that what will happen is she becomes a Gedolah. If she be Misaber and not die, means halachically she's mature to the point that she can deal with this, means she's a Gedolah. So the lady itself will transform her into a Gedolah. So you still never have a case of bringing Mak of the Korban for later on a Ketana.
So you don't need Shana?
Normally you do. There is this, this is an override, which is going the way the problem is. This is an override, and therefore there's no need for shanim. No, Tommy Mace, there's no din of being makar of a korban for tahara, part of the tahara process. All the cases of b'chusik kapora, a tumor which is yotzal of megufay.
The chazaya is done by just regular korban.
That would have been the
change.
But by which case? The more part, we'll talk about that. Okay.
Shanim is needed because Lissa's an
overhead. The Ram learns once she gives birth, that makes her into Gedarla, even though she doesn't have Shanim. So this is more powerful than just Simonim. Simonim needs Shanim. Leda does not need Shanim. So Mora says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the Mora says you never have a katana which gave birth. Mora says no. He's those to us that you let us bein pikachas bein shoyta, but it is relevant to a woman who doesn't have a kara, but she can give birth. How you're mocking that carbon for her. You're right. The Tarasa Yilas is Marba, even with somebody who can't have Das, you can be mocking the carbon and be Matahir her. So, what's the case? It's a case of a Shaita. A Shaita other may be carbon al Ishta Shaita. And that, he can do that. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the man can be makriv the karbonus of a lettuce, or actually the karbonus of a mitzras, also, or a zava, even though she's a shaita. Okay. The Tanya, and this is actually in regards to Emitzaraz, which is the same issue. It's a korban for tahara purposes, not for atonement purposes. So, Rabbi Huda Omer, other maybe korban usher al ishtoy, when he brings the korbanos for his wife, even though she, as it were, has no property, so she's an aniya, and by a mitzara, in the tahara process of a mitzara, but the korbanos that he brings, there's a difference whether he's a ani or an usher. But when the man brings for his wife, he brings the korban usher, because he does have property, and shekach kosev lo achrayis isli alich alai mikamis tanoa. So he says he's taking all the achrayis for her needs. So it comes out vis-a-vis the karbonis, which is part of her needs. He has to cry for it. He has property, so therefore he has to be a korban asher. So that's explaining why it's a korban asher. But you see that he takes over the according to Yehuda, he takes over the achrayus for the korban, because if not, and he's just acting as her representative, the fact that he has property shouldn't change her status. So once that's true, that he has achrayus for all of her, the actual korban itself, so then even though she's a shaita, he can bring it. Okay, so the case of the Mishnah is a case of mechusa kapara, and that's when the mother Kayan can bring the korban from the mutter, because there is not shlichus, it's just the fact he's getting the benefits, etc. So that's not a direct benefit from him. Right, could be the same thing, right? Well, okay. The Gemara says that the Gemara sort of answers the question and then asks the question. Because it says chatos v'shamas. Now chatos v'shamas are regular karbonis. No, they're not. Because by mitzara, in his process of tahara, different than the other cases of tahara, besides bringing a pair of birds, he also has to bring a sheep as an osham. So, but when it says osham in the Mishnah, the simple reading of osham means any one of the shamas, any one of the chatos would be problematic if they hold shluchah dida. But now you tell me that the Mishnah could go shluchah dida, and the case of the Mishnah is the case of the Mishnah is referring to the dafka chusa kapora. How do you send chatos v'shamas? The Mishnah says, oh, it's referring to the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah is going to ask, but I have a brayso which says katas and osham, and then it says katas osham of a mitzvah separately, listed both. But right now, the Mishnah is assuming, without speaking it out, that chatos v'shamas means of the mitzvah. Let's just see the most of Rav Simon Bar Abba. Let's see the Gemara. See how the Gemara plays it out. The Brisa says, "In Mahayu Koyin, Yisugalov Dam Chatosoi, Dam Hashemoi, Dam Chatosoi Shal Mitzar, Dam Hashemoi Shal Mitzar." I'm sorry. The Brisa says Dam Chalas Adam Hashemo, and the Mora says, "Oh, so you can make a katas and usher for him." The Mora says, "No, it means Dam Chalas Shal Mitzera, Dam Hashemo Shal Mitzera." The Chesiv Zoyes Tia Terasa Mitzera Ben Gadol Ben Katan. So again, you see that the din of Terasa Mitzera, like your Yerachon says, is even for a katan who doesn't have das to make shlichus. The Ron says, so why don't you ask on the Mishnah already? Okay, I got this wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. The Gemara asked, why don't you ask on the Mishnah? So the Ron says, apparently he didn't have those words in the Mishnah. So the Ron says, no, that I can find a way to make it work in the Mishnah also. That in the Mishnah, it writes, Zavin, Zavis, Yaldas, Chatos v'shamas, we understand in the context that it means the chatos and osham of the mitzvah. The brisa, which is not, there's no context, there's no other case in the brisa, and it says chatos and osham, why should it refer that to mitzvah? The assumption is the brisa is talking about any chatos and any osham. More answers, no. Even the brisa, I'll tell you, means limited to the chatos and osham of a mitzvah. But the Mishnah, from context, I understand it's referring to the chatos and the osham of the Mitzvah. Okay. Because we have shot in our Mishnah, we have no right to the shot. And the Ron is going to point out, at least start the Ron, that the more in Kedushin comes out that Hani Kahani Shulchid Rachman or Shulchid Shmai. So like the more is clearing the shot over here, the more already the side of the shot in Kedushin. So why are we discussing the shot again? To the Ron, Iborilu Hani Kahani Shulchid Dan Him. Alba Gav, the Parakam of the Kedushin, Asik Rav Huna, the Shulchid Rachman and Nino. They're considered shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because because we have a shlichus problem. These are daita shlichu didan. You know, there are they acting as our shlichum. Mikamidi the nala matzilin the mevad. We know of the. Can you be? How can somebody be my shliach to do something which I cannot do? Shlichus is I can do something and I take my authority and my power and give it over to the shlich to do instead of me. I, Yisrael, cannot be makir b'korban because I'm allowed to be makir b'korban. So how could he be my shliach? So that was Rav Huna's resolution of the shaila. So the reason why we are rehashing the question is there's no Mishnah Braisa which solves over there. It's just a swara that Rav Huna says. We want to know is there any raya from a Mishnah Braisa to the Shaila. That's what we are rehashing over here. Where it says the Daf Gemara, with regards to Mudra Noah, if you say that Shluch Didan is considered a Noah, Akiva the Obish Yichuse Mahani Le, who if since he's doing his shlichus, that's the form of being Mahani. He's acting for him. That's also the Bishlam Ishluch of the Shemayin. You know, he's not representing the individual. He's acting up for his mitzvah. Even though in the case of Mishnah of Kinei Zavim Zavis, he's benefiting him. That's not a direct benefit. But if he's a shlichus, that itself is the problem. Tamar says, you have a right from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can do it. It must be the Shulchan of the Shemaya. Tamar says, no, 1 second. If you're trying to prove from our Mishnah, that means any korban would be mutter for the kayan to do for the mutter. The kayan matter can do for the Yisrael the mutter. So let's see, Makar, well, the kibonis. So why does it say, because the kapora? Because the kapora is shiny. If so, I can prove the other direction. The kima the tana mechusik kapora b'chud. The tana specifically only shows mechusik kapora. Then shvichim das, where there's no need to be the shliach of the one you're being makir for. Mash with the dafka hani. We can infer why to choose these cases. Since the individual is not of das, so you can't say the kohen is representing him. But we can then conclude the fact that the Mishnah only chose these cases, but regular kabbonis, where you do need the das of the one who is bringing the korban, one who is offering the korban. Then shukhlidan, you know. And it's also for the matter to do it. Because the Eloi, if this inference is not true, again, let's see makrel of a carbonus. It's apparently that he cannot be makrel carbonus for him. And only because the kapara, which don't he does. So you see shukhlidan. Now, so the Ran, if so, we have a right from our Mishnah that they are Shulchan Didan. Why? By the virtue of the fact that it only chose these examples, which is no need for Das, means all of the Kabbalists where there's a need for Das, it's also, you see Shulchan Didan. Because the Shulchan Rahman is always Mutter. So the Mora in Kedushin comes out, the Shulchan Rahman. Our Gemara is coming out to the Shulchan Didan based on a Mishnah. So the Ran, no. It's not conclusive. Dika the Meimar, the Tani Mechusa Kapora, Lashvin and Rebusa. The reason why I chose these cases because there is an element of Kiddush in this direction also. Dalvisha Matira Lechel Bekachim Shori Bekachim Bishar Kabonis. Shar Kabonis, he gets the mitzvah out of it. He fulfilled his mitzvah bringing in the korban. Okay, it's Lavahana Zindu. Over here, there's a tangible benefit. he can eat all these items which he couldn't eat before. So that the Mishnah, even so, it's mutter for the Kayan the matter to do it. So maybe that's the reason why I chose these cases. So what are Rabbi Yechon says, you need das. What do you das for? Because he has to point to Mashliach. So you see, he's a Shukhadi Dan. He says, no, could be not. Could be the Shukhadi Rachmana, like Rafuna says, even according to Rabbi Yechon. But the reason why they need das is because that's part of the din. You need das. But not because that it's a Shlichus Dikad din. Everybody needs das except for Mechusei Kapporah. Let's just finish off the next two rounds. Mechusei Kapporah, Zav, Mitzaro, Mitzaras, Rio Lettuce, Kuluksi, Taras. So the Rambam, Karla, who Mechusei Kapporah. So they're lacking something, not just in a holy way, a Shemaim way, but down there, here in a practical sense, there's something which must be done still. It's not there for atonement. It's Yechim Das. So then we don't need the person's intent. If the person is bringing it as a kapara for his chait, then Yechim Das. The word Torah is always a lashon of karlel. So it comes out there's no requirement of awareness on the part of the one the carbon is being brought for, that he has to be aware of it. There's no such requirement. So that's not shlichus. It's all here.